Singer-songwriter Cleela Errington has just released her latest album, More Love and Happiness. It's already become a big hit on Folk Roots Radio. Cleela's original songs are a rootsy blend of folk, jazz, and African influences. We caught up with her at home in Toronto. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Cleela.
Thanks, Jan. I'm excited to be able to be on your show.
Because I want to tell you something. Every now and again, an album crosses my desk that makes me sit up and take notice. And when I received your copy of More Love and Happiness a few weeks ago, it was one of those times. I was quite blown away. I absolutely love the songs. And as I knew nothing about you other than I had this great album, and the thing that I loved was the variety of the songs, the variety of the arrangements, the fact that it had this wonderful rootsy but also a little jazzy feel to it. It made me feel that, you know, I need to get to learn more about this artist. So what I want to do at the start is tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been a musician for quite a while. I think you have 4 albums now, but you were a little bit of a late developer as far as putting out your own albums.
Yes. Well, I'm referring to myself as a late bloomer. It's part of my astrological chart. So I'm not to blame, it says, for coming along to things late. Yeah, I got my start really in Prince Edward Island. I went out there with my guitar and hitchhiked out in the 70s. And I just got so much great education there. There was Celtic music, of course, country music, blues music. So I got a great exposure to Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, the older classic country music, as well as bluegrass, Celtic, and blues. It wasn't until I came back to Ontario in the 80s that I went to jazz school. I managed to get into Humber College music program as a vocalist I only lasted 1 year, but that was enough to introduce me to horns, jazz, music in general. So I just seemed to be an amalgam of folk and then jazz. And then in the 90s, when world music, so-called world music, became more popular, then I found Buena Vista Social Club, Cesaria Evora, music from Cape Verde, and I just fell in love with the warmth. There's a certain warmth and romanticism to that African-based music. So I just seem to be an amalgam of all of those influences, along with great radio, pop radio and just roots radio that I've heard over the years. And great Ontario songwriters like Willie P. Bennett, Chris Whiteley, those sorts of influences also play into my choice of covers.
So when you were actually putting this album together, one of the things that did impress me was the variety that you'd had. You mentioned, obviously, some of the people that inspire you and some of the people whose songs you want to sing. Can you talk a little bit about the actual process you went through in deciding to put this album together the way you did?
Oh, you're so nice to ask me that, Jan, because that's one of the most exciting parts of this, I think. I was performing in the year 2011 pretty regularly with a drummer, a friend of mine, John Adames, who plays with Prairie Oyster, Bebop Cowboys, and Dan Kershaw's band, the Brothers Cosmoline. John and I did a duo for about a year. And so a lot of my original songs, like the Sparrow song, More Love and Happiness, and some of the ukulele tunes like Chichani, those were all being played regularly throughout 2011 as we performed live in Toronto. So in 2012, I met Alec Fraser while playing live at the Gate 403 in Toronto. And Alec has a little studio in his home. So I decided to record all those songs that I'd been playing with John Adames as demos, just to have a record of them, because I don't often play regularly. I'm not a great person for doing performance. But in any case, I got all those songs down. I think I recorded about 12 songs. And a year and a half later, Alec Fraser texted me, or I think he got in touch with me via Facebook, and he said that he was listening to The Little Sparrow and that it was a great song and it was releasable as it was. He said, you're great and you should do something with this song. So based on Alec's vote of confidence, I went back to his studio and we listened to everything that I had recorded as demos a year and a half before. and basically decided that there were 7 songs there that were ready to go, and I only needed 3 more to get an album. So thus, some of the songs that you're listening to on More Love and Happiness are just me and my guitar, because they're the demos. All the songs on there are straight from Alex's studio. All we did was overdub some of the songs to add those beautiful arrangements. Alec played on it, and Chris Bartosz, who is a multi-instrumentalist, Chris played on all these songs as well. And then my daughter, Jocelyn Barth, who is a vocalist, she sang harmonies on that on the CD as well. And I wrote 2 more songs, I believe, to add to those 7 or 8 that we found at Alex. And so those also appear on the album. White Dove and Home on High were recorded later.
It's funny because the way that you were reeling off those songs, it's actually similar to the way we've been playing them on this radio show. I think actually the first song I played was Little Sparrow, and then Angels on the Radio, Chichani, White Dove we've just played, and then we're going to wrap today with More Love and Happiness. What sort of period of time were these songs written? And I get the impression that these are songs you'd collected over a period of years. Is that the way it worked?
Well, sort of. The blues, so-called bluesy song, Open Up My Heart, is one that I have had and been playing for the longest time. It's been around, I don't know, since the mid-2000s. So that one's older, but all the rest are very new in that they were all recorded as demos in 2011, and then White Dove and Home on High were written and recorded in 2013. So those are very new. Yeah, most of it's new, Jen. Most of it's new.
No.
And actually, the Angels on the Radio is an interesting little story, because that is a co-write with Bruce Williams. And I've never done co-writing, but in the summer of 2010, I did a songwriting workshop, an intensive songwriting week here in Toronto. There's an organization called Song Studio, where Blair Packham and Rick Emmett head off a week of songwriting. So I went to that workshop for the week in 2011, I think it was, and that's where Angels on the Radio came from. It was an exercise. We had to write a song with the words screen door in them, in the song, and that's how we ended up with Angels on the Radio, because the line is, through the screen door, I can hear angels on the radio.
It's a great song, which is, that's funny, because it's like, and on the album, and people, hopefully will pick this up, but on the album, you do have the 2 versions. You have the stripped down version, I think that's just you playing, right? And then you have the band version as well.
The original demo. Yep.
Yeah, it is a great song. One of the things that strikes me about this is there's something very fresh about your approach to this. I'm curious about when you talk about performance. You will be actually appearing in Rockwood Saturday, March the 29th. But I'm curious about the fact that, you don't perform very much. And I was just wondering if you'd share, why that is.
Well, I wish I knew. In some ways, I think that, when you're living in the city here in Toronto, and it may be the same in Guelph, because Guelph is a very vibrant city with lots of different musicians and artistic activities. It's a challenge to get bums in the seats. So, for example, in 2008, I had a steady gig on Roncesvalles. It was a Sunday brunch gig, and I would say probably half the time I played to an empty room. The other half of the time, you'd have some people there, and some of the time you'd pack the place. But it's a challenge, literally, to get your friends and family out to hear you. Unless you're playing locally, and I mean right in your own neighborhood, that's a lot easier. And right now I have a gig like that, where I'm playing at a venue called Relish on the Danforth in my East End neighborhood. So I have a once a month there. And it's pretty likely I'll be able to draw a good audience once a month in my own neighborhood. But it is a challenge if you're trying to draw people and you're not in your own neighborhood. So that's one thing. And I think for whatever reason, I haven't been able to focus on music as a full-time venture. It's still not a full-time venture. I have a day job, 20 hours a week. So it's It's a matter of, I think, how badly you want to do it and can you maintain momentum. So from one album to the next, you need to maintain the momentum to keep rolling and find places to play and improve your shtick, you know, what you do. So there have been reasons why I haven't worked at it in a more consistent way. Life just seems to get in the way sometimes, and I need to be more focused, I think.
So you'll be appearing in Rockwood this coming Saturday. That's March the 29th. It's a show that starts at 8 p.m., and it's going to be in the beautiful Music in the Wood. If you want information on that venue, check out www.musicinthewood.biz. It's entitled The Woodhouse Concert. Absolutely a great little venue. I know a lot of people have played it. Tickets are $10, and you must be pretty excited about coming there, Cleela.
I am excited because I don't play much out of town, so it's a thrill for me to be able to tell my friends that, A, I'm on the radio today, and B, I'm going to Guelph on Saturday. So it's exciting. I'm very excited to be able to go, and I have loads of good friends in Guelph who are also gigging at various different events on Saturday, so I don't know if I'll see them or not, but yeah, I'm very excited, Jen.
Well, it is a very busy time of year, but look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. I absolutely love the album. I wish you lots of success with it. Certainly, I think we played 4 or 5 tracks from the album already, and we'll probably be dipping into it more over the coming months. What I'd like to do is to get you to introduce the title track from the album, which is More Love and Happiness. And I love this song because it also name checks two of my favorite people. Sadly, one of them is no longer with us, and that would be Kate and Anna McGarrigle. What I'd like to do is get you just to talk a little bit about the song before you introduce him.
Okay. Well, I lived in Montreal briefly in the 70s, and I heard so much great music there, Quebecois music, and Kate and Anna McGarrigle were performing, so I got to hear them and see them live. And over the years, like everybody else, I've heard their music, loved their harmonies, and they were just a wonderful influence for a female musician anyway, and someone who loves to sing. So Kate McGarrigle passed away in 2010, I believe, and I was just musing on the time that I remembered hearing the McGarrigles and seeing the McGarrigles. And I just wanted to put a shout out to them and to her. So that's why the introduction to the song is in French and mentions the McGarrigles. And the rest is really just a wish. It's my wish list for more love and happiness for myself and for everyone.
And that's a wonderful way to end with. I think we all need more love and happiness in our lives. Cleela, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Go ahead and introduce the next song on Folk Roots Radio.
Thank you so much, Jan. You've made my day. And here is More Love and Happiness, the title track from the CD of the same name. And this is Cleela signing off.
happiness. Some say I'm lucky to have a beautiful voice. I have a daughter who loves me. I have the power of choice. My city has everything. Oh, we need to get by.